when I heard that, that there were people who walked by the gym or, you know, walked by the plaque and you know, and felt pain, you know, that was, I just thought that was awful.
That's school board president Anne Marie Palmieri. The high school gym was named after Carl Ward in the early 1990s. A sign bearing his likeness was hung in the hallway outside the gym, but it's since been removed. Ward worked as a teacher, principal, and superintendent at the Haynes School from the 1950s through his retirement in the 1970s. Ward died more than 20 years ago. Last month, KHNS reported about alleged sexual abuse by Ward when he worked at the Haynes School. Several former students of the Haynes School have also shared memories of Ward's behavior, including inappropriate touching, with the Chilkat Valley News. Palmieri said she hopes the school board's action will help community members heal.
You know, I hope that by changing the name, that, you know, it provides some closure for people who were affected by this.
Board member Sarah Chapel also supported changing the name.
The idea that it hurt people to walk by the gym, it's really terrible. And so I'm in full support of changing the gym name. I also would support at some point taking a look at whether it makes sense for us to have named facilities on our campus at all, and whether we should extend this change to other named places on the campus. Mm-hmm.
The board voted unanimously in favor of the name change. Last week, the Haynesboro Assembly passed a resolution creating a policy for naming public facilities within the Haynesboro. The new policy will require a public comment period prior to the adoption of a name for a facility, or if that name is to be removed. And public facilities can only be named after people 5 years after their death. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.